Hi, this is Pip. I'm recording my first ever podcast for Run for Christchurch. And apologies again to Steve Runner. I'm definitely not the expert at this stuff. I'm down here at Freiburg Pool on the edge of Oriental Bay, which is where Lucinda and Phil and Kate and I will be leaving for our 5K Run for Christchurch on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It's a really lovely day here in Wellington. I'm standing by the playground, which you can probably hear. There's a bit of a northerly blowing now. There was a southerly, it's been a southerly for the last week or so. So it's definitely a bit warmer than it has been. We're in autumn. I thought that I'd tell you a little bit about why I'm into Run for Christchurch and go for a little bit of a run while I did that. I've just been for a short little run, a couple of k's around the bays before this to warm up, and I'm just now going to run back to my office while I talk to you. So I will head off now. So, again, I should tell you a little bit about Wellington. Wellington's the capital city of New Zealand. It's at the bottom of the North Island. It's a very hilly city. It's also a very windy city. But it's great if you're a runner, because there's a lovely town belt network here with lots of bush and trail running networks. So lots of great places to explore. But the other thing about Wellington is that it's also the earthquake capital of New Zealand. It's built on some major faults. So we've been brought up our whole lives to expect the big one here. We've always been prepared for them. And we regularly get smaller earthquakes, maybe five or so. But it was a huge shock to wake up last September, Saturday morning, as I was about to go for my bike ride, find out that Christchurch had been hit by this huge earthquake. And it was a huge relief to find that even though it had been so big, there hadn't been any fatalities. Just a bit of damage. Not a fair bit of damage. But it was even more of a shock to wake up, to get back from lunch a few weeks ago, and find out that there had been the 6.3 earthquake, which, although it was smaller, because of the circumstances, caused a huge amount of damage, like widespread destruction within the city, over 100 people killed, many more still missing. Still saying that they expect the final death toll to be over 200. So, my husband and I are lucky in that we don't have any immediate family down at Christchurch. We've both got distant family, but they all seem to be okay. My husband's head office is down in Christchurch, in Madras Street. And that's been ruined. I work for a large government department that has a branch down there, which was also destroyed. So for the last couple of weeks, my life has been working on earthquake recovery efforts, and then coming home and watching the earthquake on the television. And it was all getting a bit much, really. And I really felt quite powerless. I wanted to do something more to help. Well, you can probably hear there's quite a few school kids around at the moment. I'm running back towards the city. And there are a lot of people looking at me strangely as well. But yes, I was in a state where I just felt really helpless. I wanted to do something. So it was a wonderful, wonderful thing when Kate emailed us, asked us if we wanted to be involved in organising this charity run for Christchurch. So I said yes. Not really thinking too much about what it would involve at the time. And we set our little goal of raising $1,000. And then we got onto Twitter, we set up a Facebook page, we set up a Run for Christchurch blog, just waiting for a car. And we started emailing all the major runner bloggers we could think of, asking them for their support. Something amazing happened. We got to the $1,000 mark within a couple of days. And in fact, just before I got the office podcast, we were just $40 shy of $5,000. And it's kind of exploded. First of all, I had the email read out on the radio about what we were doing. And then SAS, we got on board and is organising a charity run in London. She was interviewed on national radio. And Lucinda and I who are on community radio here being interviewed. Then Lucinda got to go on breakfast television live to talk about Run for Christchurch. And Mike's been involved in various podcast efforts. Lucinda's recorded a podcast as well, which is why I thought it's about time I did my bit. But then we started getting these emails just from people all around the world. That's in London, obviously, which is about as far away from New Zealand as you can get geographically. But we've had people snowshoeing for us. We've had people rowing, canoeing for us. We've got runs. A run in Holland, which I was really happy about because I used to live there. Steve and the Speedo, Steve Stenzel, he picked us up, which I was really pleased about because I'm a great fan of Steve. And he's organised a run over there. Honestly, Kek, she's been interviewed for Runner's World over in Australia. We've got an interactive map set up on our blog now. So if you go to Run for Christchurch, run the number 4, CHCH, and WordPress.com, you'll be able to see where we are. And you'll see that literally we're everywhere. And we thought this would be a fun thing to do. So we didn't realise just what an overwhelming thing it was going to be to do. Well, I'm running around to past Te Papa, which is our national museum now, and the dragon boaters are out. So if you can hear people chanting, it's the dragon boaters. I've got no idea whether you can hear any of this or not. Hopefully you won't be getting too much wind noise. So we've had these messages of support from all around the world. And this has been so wonderful. I guess runners spend so much time out on the road on their own that when they can get involved in something, whether it's a race or a charity event, they really are keen to get on board. And this is such an easy thing to do. Just go onto the fundraising page, pledge some money, and then on the weekend of the 12th and 13th, just go out and go for a run, or a walk, or a bike ride, or go snowshoeing. Oh, I think, who knows? Inevitably, as it's gotten larger, and as we've had more and more bloggers around the world posting and more tweets, word of course has gotten back to some of the Christchurch bloggers, and that's been even better because they've been also incredibly grateful to us. So yeah, to be able to get this message from those people who are living it all has just been so heartening. And to open up your inbox every single day and see messages from people around the world going, I'm doing this, I'm eating at this park at this time, I'm going to be at this bridge, my running club are doing this. Yeah, you guys are all amazing. So yeah. Oh, now running past the busker, this little amp. I must stop and give him some money one day because he's really, really good. Anyway, we're all so thankful to you. And what we want you to do now, once you've donated your money, once you've gone out and done your run, I want you to write about it. I want you to take photos and I want you to send them to us because we want to put them up in our blog and we want to show everybody how fabulous you all are because you really are. Every little bit you contribute, it all helps. So I'm just about back to St. Kitts Park now, and there are more and more people looking at me funny. So I might have to stop here before I start rambling too much. Really embarrass myself. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you for getting out there and helping us. We're all very grateful. And we all really appreciate your support. So I'll get back to you after Sunday. You know how we went. Hopefully it won't rain. Morning like this would be quite nice. In the meantime, I look forward to hearing from you all. and goodbye. Thanks.